Story 1. Germans at Meat. Of In a German Pension. By Catherine Mansfield. Bread soup was placed upon the table. "Ah," said the Herr Rat, leaning upon the table as he peered into the tureen. "That is what I need. My magen has not been in order for several days. Bread soup and just the right consistency. I am a good cook myself." He turned to me. "How interesting," I said, attempting to infuse just the right amount of enthusiasm into my voice. "Oh, yes, when one is not married, it is necessary. As for me, I have had all I wanted from women without marriage." He tucked his napkin into his collar and blew upon his soup as he spoke. "Now at 9 o'clock I make myself an English breakfast, but not much. 4 slices of bread, 2 eggs, 2 slices of cold ham, 1 plate of soup, 2 cups of tea. That is nothing to you." He asserted the fact so vehemently that I had not the courage to refute it. All eyes were suddenly turned upon me. I felt I was bearing the burden of the nation's preposterous breakfast, I who drank a cup of coffee while buttoning my blouse in the morning. "Nothing at all," cried Herr Hoffmann from Berlin. "Ach, when I was in England in the morning, I used to eat." He turned up his eyes and his mustache, wiping the soup drippings from his coat and waistcoat. "Do they really eat so much?" asked Fräulein Steigelauer. "Soup and baker's bread and pig's flesh and tea and coffee and stewed fruit and honey and eggs and cold fish and kidneys and hot fish and liver. All the ladies eat, too, especially the ladies." "Certainly. I myself have noticed it when I was living in a hotel in Leicester Square," cried the Herr Rat. "It was a good hotel, but they could not make tea. Now, ah, that's one thing I can do," said I, laughing brightly. "I can make very good tea. The great secret is to warm the teapot." "Warm the teapot," interrupted the Herr Rat, pushing away his soup plate. "What do you warm the teapot for?"